Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the China connection to this election. I don't know if you noticed it or not. I don't know if you have been watching and listening as to what has taken place. I don't know if you're aware of Joe Biden and his family cabal and their connection to China and the payoff that they've been having from China for all of these years since he was vice president, and the way that he has structured his wealth as that's come as a cash flow stream from China and other foreign countries. And yet he's on the verge of being the next president of the United States of America. I pray that it doesn't happen, but I'm a realist. And if that takes place, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what it will do, not only morally, ethically, and biblically, but also politically, and with the major, major political change being against America, with, as one of our callers said, putting us simply as a puppet for China. But that's not been discussed. It's not been handled properly by our news media. Our news media is no less than the Russian news media today. But ladies and gentlemen, the end time prophecy, the eschatological future of the scripture, the world based on the scripture, puts China right in the crosshairs of what will be taking place. In fact, Senator Tom Cotton said just yesterday on Tuesday, quote, top American business leaders have effectively become lobbyists for communist China. This was said in the discussion about the socialist agenda for those socialist senators that's in the Beltway in Washington. This is what the article says, the headlines. Top American business leaders have effectively become lobbyists for communist China, selfishly advocating for the same foreign power that seeks to undermine the United States and its democratic system, Tom Cotton said on Tuesday. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we have senators that are warning, ringing the bell and giving us the warning, verbal warning, I believe we should be interested and sit up and take notice. But it doesn't just happen by happenstance. It's not as a result of some magical pull that Joe Biden has had that's brought this about. It's because China, and as one of our previous callers said, with its tentacles around the globe, with a real thirst and hunger for global dominance and global control. And yet we see in the scriptures, when you look at Revelation chapter 9, verses 12 and following, that China will have a 200 million man army. And ladies and gentlemen, I've preached on that subject many, many times. I've done the research on it down through the years. It was back in 1965 when China bragged about, that's in 65, when China bragged about having a 200 million man army. China can, as one theologian put it, China can make a human bridge from China to America just on the backs of its Chinese army, with one falling over and another and another and another walking on the backs of them from China to America. That's how many Chinese soldiers they have. And keep in mind, when it comes to the final conflagration and that final battle called the Battle of Armageddon, China will play a major role in that. I'm looking at an article that says, headline, China is America's greatest national security threat. As director of the National Intelligence, I am entrusted, this article I'm reading, I'm entrusted with access to more intelligence than any member of the U.S. government other than the president. I oversee the intelligence agencies, and my office produces the president's daily briefing. about the threats facing the country. If I could communicate one thing to American people from the unique vantage point that I sit in, it is that the People's Republic of China poses the greatest threat to America today and the greatest threat to the democracy and the free world on a worldwide basis since World War II. The intelligence is clear. Beijing intends to dominate the U.S. and the rest of the planet economically, militarily, and technologically. Many of China's major public initiatives and prominent companies offer only a layer of camouflage. Listen, their technologies, their companies offer only a layer of camouflage to the activities of the Chinese Communist Party. The FBI recently arrested Chinese nationals for stealing research and development secrets. Until the head of Harvard's chemistry department was arrested earlier this year, China was allegedly paying $50,000 a month to the professor as part of a plan to attract top scientists and reward them for stealing information. The professor has pleaded not guilty to making false statements to the U.S. authorities. Three scientists were ousted in 2019 from MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston over concerns about China's theft of cancer research. The U.S. government estimates that China's intellectual property theft cost Americans as much as $500 billion a year, and between $4,000 to $6,000 per American household. China also steals sensitive U.S. intelligence for defense technology. Aggressive plans to make China the world's foremost military power. U.S. intelligence shows that China has even conducted human testing on members of the People's Liberation Army in hope of developing soldiers with biologically enhanced capabilities. There are no ethical boundaries for China in its pursuit for power. And ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing, they're testing artificial intelligence being wedded with the human brain in their Chinese military, so that the Chinese military will be able to endure hardness and hardships and difficulties and all kinds of weather, more so than any other human being, to do battle on a global basis. They're preparing. They're preparing today. They've not declared war on America openly as we consider war. They've gone into the South China Sea and they built up 10 humanly developed islands that they have weapons on. They could basically go to just about any part of the world as China deems necessary. China has already outpaced us in our nuclear weaponry. They've outpaced us in our submarines that's out on the high seas, and I could go on and on and on. But I believe that it's a far greater threat, ladies and gentlemen, not just from the standpoint of the military threat, but from the standpoint of what shall take place with the dominance of the Chinese Communist Party around the globe. And they're not interested in going out with weaponry warfare, in my most humble opinion. They are interested in controlling America, Americans, if you please, technological advancement, and the stealing any information they have that would enhance their aggressiveness and their concerns for taking over the world by way of economic power. Here's an article. Alleged Chinese spy got so close to Democratic Republic Representative Eric Swalwell, that's what our listener was talking about earlier, that federal investigators had to step in to alert him. She fundraised for him and planted an intern in his office. This is talking about now a Chinese spy that, according to all of the peripheral of information, and I'll not go take time, I don't have time to read all of the documentation on it. But Eric Swalwell was not only playing footsie with her from the standpoint of a intimate relationship, but he was also allowing information to be fed back through spy network back into China. This article says the suspected foreign agent, Christine Fang, F-A-N-G, targeted up-and-coming local politicians in the Bay Area and across the country who had the potential to make it big on the national stage. As part of the years-long, that's plural years-long operation run by China's main civilian spy agency between 2011-2015, Axios reported Monday night. Since she first came into contact with Swalwell and other up-and-coming politicians through her role as the head of two different student groups in California State University, East Bay. By the way, the greatest network of spies, Chinese spies in America, are embedded in our colleges and universities where they set up departments of Chinese studies, because of hundreds of millions of dollars being donated to our universities and colleges in America. As a result of that, China then requires that then those department heads be headed up by Chinese spies. Of course, they're not calling them spies, but Chinese laboratory researchers, and with the students coming in. Further, this article says, where she enrolled, speaking of Christina Fang, where she enrolled in 2011, using her position in the groups, Fang gained access to the political events and fundraisers for several prominent Democrats in the area, including Democratic California Representative Eric Swalwell, and then names three or four others. Fang became closest to Swalwell, Axios reported, by 2014, and had developed very close ties with the congressional office. She worked as a bundler for him and other local candidates, helping him to connect with big donors and deepening his ties with target communities, even successfully planted an intern in Swalwell's office. Then in 2015, amid a widening counterintelligence probe, federal investigators became alarmed by Fang's behavior and activities. They alerted Swalwell to their concerns, giving him what is known as a defensive briefing. Swalwell immediately cut off all ties with Fang, according to the current U.S. intelligence officials, and has not been accused of any wrongdoings thus far, according to the report. Fang's targeting of Swalwell shows China's long game strategy of embedding people within politicians before they reach the national stage in hopes of influencing them toward Beijing's policies later, Axios noted. Swalwell was elected to Congress in 2012 and again in 2015 was assigned to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, serving as the lead Democrat on the subcommittee of the CIA oversight. Now, here's a man that had CIA-sensitive documents and information. Here's a man that had sensitive documentation as to what's happening on a global basis, and yet supposedly didn't know that he had embedded Chinese spies in his office and in his bed. Is it possible that he's that dumb, that stupid, that ignorant? I think perhaps that is correct. But, ladies and gentlemen, he's the very one that was the tip of the spear in trying to destroy President Donald J. Trump. This article says, the report added, even though U.S. officials do not believe Fang received or passed any classified information, how could she not have passed any classified information or not received it? It is simply put that the FBI didn't find where she had done so. She would not have continued on that long-term, long goal from China had she not been able to feed information back, because there were some really, really, really sensitive people that were caught up in the intelligence network, a current senior U.S. intelligence official said in his briefing. Further, the article says, in addition to her various connections at Bay Area politicians, Fang developed romantic relationships with them. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the China connection to this election become very obvious to anybody that's got mind to think and not just simply be robotics in the society in which we're living in. In fact, further in the major article from Senator Tom Cotton entitled Wall Street CEOs Are Effectively Lobbyists for the Chinese Party, the Communist Chinese Party, he goes further saying the top American business leaders have effectively become lobbyists for Communist China, selfishly advocating for the same foreign power that seeks to undermine the United States and its democratic system, according to Tom Cotton. A lot of these Democrats have been in bed. That's more than just a euphemism, ladies and gentlemen, been in bed with China, and a lot of them have been for the long term, Tom Cotton said in his interview with The Story on Tuesday from Fox News. But unfortunately, a lot of American corporate leaders have been as well. Tucker Carlson said, our elite's collusion with China is real and widespread. Further, Tom Cotton made the comment on Today with Tucker Tonight, Tucker Carlson Show, aired recording lecture that showed the Chinese academics explaining how Beijing had people at the top. Listen, this is an interview on Tucker Carlson where he had a video that showed a speech by a Chinese academic from Beijing. People at the top of America's core inner circle and power influence. The expert spoke optimistically about China's ability to thrive under a future Joe Biden administration, and said Beijing was giving him help from business leaders on Wall Street and others. Sadly, this has been the case for 20 to 30 years that American businesses and effectively lobbyists for the Chinese Communist Party. That needs to stop, Tom Cotton said. They need to recognize that America should come first, not their profits. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take the investments out of the Wall Street tycoons, you take the China dollars, the China investment out of the Wall Street tycoons, and the Wall Street market would absolutely collapse in 24 hours. It's because in Wall Street, and by the way, Wall Street invested about $74 million in Joe Biden's election campaign. This is the reason Sleepy Joe felt he could stay in the basement and still win. Sleepy Joe stayed in his basement and did not do any real campaigning. He might have had some of his campaign's speeches in the last few days of the election where he had maybe 50 or 75, maybe even 100 people. But if he supposedly got 80 million votes, why couldn't he have more than 50, 75, or 6 or 7 in some cases, people at some of his rallies? It's because the election was stolen by the Chinese Communist Party with its Dominion software system, with the connections through Wall Street, with the connections through Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Communist Party, that absolutely played the Americans for fools in the election process, because it was stolen, planned to be stolen from the very beginning, with the software and the hardware designed to overthrow the American election. And they're almost being successful with that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a article that says, exceptionally disturbing, forensic examination of the Dominion software switch machines show that switching of votes. Alarming bells regarding the presidential election are now sounding in Georgia and elsewhere in the U.S. as the U.S. congressman says a forensic test of the Dominion software system revealed that votes for President Donald J. Trump were in fact switched to votes for Democratic Party Joe Biden, although the claim is being denied by election officials across America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the China connection to this election that we have the potential of losing the sovereignty of the United States of America. And don't you dare be surprised, because, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture, we need to understand that God is still on the throne, that God is still in charge, that God is still overall. God has not had to go to plan B because plan A failed. And God has pointed out to us very succinctly and very clearly that in the last days, there will be major wars and rumors of wars. Matthew chapter 24 is viable in that sense. We find that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there will be what is so many have called the war with Russia. And with the so-called war with Russia, I claim it's an Islamic jihadist war, because it's not just a war with Russia, but it's being played out by the Islamic jihadist that controls each of those five nations that's mentioned in the Ezekiel 38 and 39 text. Ladies and gentlemen, and in that Ezekiel 38 and 39 text, those nations are Iran and Turkey and Germany and Libya and Syria. Russia is leading those five nations, ladies and gentlemen, in the latter portion of the days. It is time, I believe, based on God's calendar, and it could be another year, it could be another 100 years, but I believe, based on eschatological understanding of the scripture, I believe that the time is right to see Russia stand up. Russia's been silent now with all of the accusations against Russia, with all of the flinging of darts at Russia and claiming that Russia influenced President Donald J. Trump, and at the same time knowing that the Socialist Marxist Maoist BLM Communist Democratic Party that they were in bed with and on the fast track with allowing China to be the dominant player in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, it's egregious to any conservative, to any Christian, to any heart and mind that's concerned about the future of the United States of America. Here's an article that says, listen to this, this tells it all. Chinese professor says Biden presidency will connect China to the very core circle of America's real power. Listen to this. I'll read you out of about six pages. I'll read you two brief paragraphs. A Chinese academic told his audience at the late November speaking event in Shanghai that China had relied for decades on a network of old friends in America to influence U.S. policies, but that the Trump administration had disrupted that cozy relationship, according to the Washington Times reported Sunday, and that China is welcoming the prospect of a White House headed by former Vice President Joe Biden. According to the Washington Times, the professor and associate dean at the School of International Studies at Beijing University, he was speaking on a Chinese television program called The Answers on the topic, Will China's opening up in the financial sector attract Wall Street wolves, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Chinese gurus, financial gurus, are rejoicing at the and salivating at the thought of Joe Biden sitting at the Oval Desk in the as the head of the United States government in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article titled, the article, gigantic headlines, Is War Coming? China is the greatest external threat to the United States of America. Complete world domination. That's what one of our callers said, ladies and gentlemen. That's what China wants. And now it has the potential to supersede America as the world's leading superpower, according to the news report by the Intelligence Committee. The big question is this: will it lead to a military showdown? With the United States standing up to Chinese expansionism in the South China Sea and China's multifaceted attack on American security, it's raising fears that the two nations could indeed be headed for a military showdown. China has sought to dominate an economically weak post-COVID-19 world through increasingly aggressive behavior. Further, the article says China's all-out assault on America, how the communist Chinese regime plans to dominate the world. Why China's looting of America is deadly serious. China has been looting the U.S. of its intellectual property and military secrets on a colossal scale for years. FBI Director Christopher Wray, by the way, I don't have any confidence in Christopher Wray, but Christopher Wray says his bureau is opening a new Chinese espionage case every 10 hours in America. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Life, Liberty, and Levine, the greatest external threat to the United States faces over the medium and long term is the threat of the regime in China today, the Chinese Communist Party. And Pompeo said that China is set for world domination, but he says that the Trump administration is determined to stop it. But ladies and gentlemen, if President Donald J. Trump does not go back into the White House, does not go back into the Oval Office, if President Trump is not sworn in January the 20th of 2021, you can kiss America goodbye and say hello, China. As one of our callers said, he would hate to think that we're going to be saluting to a Chinese flag. But ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track, based on the authority of the Word of God and based on what we see coming to absolute fruition on a global front, and especially in the United States of America today. Here's an article that says, irregular warfare with China, Russia, ready or not, it's coming, if it's not already here, this writer says. The Defense Department released an unclassified summary of its irregular warfare annexed to the then 2018 National Defense Strategy. They'd written up the strategy article, ladies and gentlemen, in 2018. They've just issued an annex to that. The strategy tells our armed forces how to prepare for and win the next war, which almost certainly will be an irregular fight. In the Pentagon, the shorthand for this outlook is called great power competition. Here's the problem, and it's not the fault of the pen handlers who drafted the 2018 strategy and then added to it in 2020. Most experts imagine a war between the U.S. and China or Russia will be a conventional fight, but it won't be. Conventional warfare is obsolete. Owing to this, we should expect China and Russia to come after us with this irregular strategy, avoiding a conventional fight. Russia already is mastering their way of war. China is more nuanced. Its military is conventional, but that's not how it conquers. China also uses malign influence to weaken adversaries, resolve to confront it. But people think that Russia as the dark master of disinformation, but they're not alone. Beijing, China is the first and the foremost in that, in their three warfare strategy. It almost wages legal warfare or lawfare. Its goal is to bend or to rewrite the rules of international order in China's favor. This is not the rule of law, but rather it is a subversion of the rule of law. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you once again, we're talking about today the China connection to this election. And as we look at the scripture, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize and understand that God has already pre-written history for us. Listen, Russia will not come against America with a frontal attack. But according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will lead five nations that are presently Islamically dominated and Islamically controlled. Thus, I call it the Islamic jihadist warfare that's on the fast track. They will come against the little postage stamp, the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. They will come against Israel to eviscerate, to destroy, to annihilate the Jewish people. It is then that America comes into the fray in its protection of Israel. It is then that we find the China connection, as China then, according to Revelation chapter 9, verses 12 through 16, comes into the fray with its 200 million man army. It is then that China is recognized by the then dominating dogmatic dominating factor, which is called the Antichrist, the lawless one, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses 44 and following. It is then that we see the hand of God intervene and eviscerate, annihilate, and destroy all the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of America that stood with the nation of Israel. God will destroy them with the sword of his mouth, according to Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21. Ladies and gentlemen, we need not despair. We need not lose hope. We may lose this election, but God is still on the throne, and God will work through anyone in office to carry out his plan, his provision for the nation of Israel in particular. And may I remind us again, God has not had to go to plan B because plan A failed. Ladies and gentlemen, China is the one that is on the forefront. And through the international students that is being dominated in our colleges and universities by the spies that's coming in, we're watching America being sold out economically, politically, militarily, and if to China. And if Joe Biden goes in office, it'll be on the slippery slope with no return, no return. This is the reason we need to pray for our national leaders. This is the reason we need to pray for this election to be ultimately won. This is the reason we need to go back to James chapter 5 and verse 16, where it says the scripture is very clear that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So pray, ladies and gentlemen, and keep on praying. And as we pray, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.